Welcome to County Stadium in Milwaukee, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the Milwaukee Brewers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Rick Burleson. Batting second. The center fielder, Fred Lynn. Batting third. The left fielder, Jim Rice. Batting fourth. The first baseman, George Scott. Batting fifth. The catcher, Carlton Fisk. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Butch Hobson. Batting seventh. The DH, Dwight Evans. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Steve Dillard. Batting ninth. The right fielder, Rick Miller. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Rick Wise. For the Milwaukee Brewers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Robin Yount. Batting second. The second baseman, Don Money. Batting third. The first baseman, Cecil Cooper. Batting fourth. The DH, Sal Bando. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Von Joshua. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Jamie Quirk. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Steve Bry. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Tim Johnson. Batting ninth. The catcher, Larry Haney. Pitching for the Milwaukee Brewers, Mike Caldwell. And now, play ball. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burleson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Johnson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice hits a line drive towards short. Yount reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Dillard scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Don Money is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Money hits a pop-up towards first. Scott settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando hits a fly ball into left field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Brewers nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Red Sox. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk hits a fly ball into center field. Joshua settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Butch Hobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hobson hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Quirk. Hobson reaches second base with a double. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Caldwell fields it and has Hobson trapped. There's the throw to Money and over to Johnson, who tags Hobson for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Steve Dillard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillard hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Evans moves to second. Rick Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller hits a line drive into center field. Joshua picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Joshua. Evans scores. Dillard goes all the way around to score. Miller moves to third. It's 3-0, Red Sox. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burleson is 0-for-1 in the game. Burleson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Miller scores. It's 4-0, Red Sox. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Burleson. The throw from Haney and he is safe. Burleson steals second. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Lynn takes first base on ball 4. Larry Sorensen now pitching. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0-for-1 in the game. Rice hits a ball on the ground towards third. Johnson fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Von Joshua is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joshua hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Scott settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jamie Quirk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quirk hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Dillard scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Steve Bry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bry hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Miller. Bry reaches second base with a double. Tim Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Brewers nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Scott hits a ball on the ground towards short. Yount misplays the ball. That's an error on Yount. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 0-for-1 in the game. Fisk hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Scott moves to third. Fisk moves to second. Butch Hobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hobson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Hobson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Yount fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Scott scores. That run is unearned. It's 5-0, Red Sox. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0-for-1 in the game. Evans hits a line drive into left field. Quirk picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Quirk. Fisk scores. Hobson moves to third. Evans moves to second. It's 6-0, Red Sox. Bernie Carbo pinch runs for Dwight Evans. Steve Dillard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillard is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Dillard hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hobson scores. Carbo moves to third. It's 7-0, Red Sox. Bob McClure now pitching. Rick Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Miller hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Money settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burleson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Burleson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Money fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 7, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Larry Haney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haney hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 0 for 1 in the game. Yount hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hobson fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Don Money is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Money is 0 for 1 in the game. Money hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Scott settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Cooper hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Yount moves to second. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 0 for 1 in the game. Bando is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 7, and the Brewers nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Lynn strikes out. One out. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0 for 2 in the game. Rice hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Scott strikes out. Two outs. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Fisk strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 7, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Von Joshua is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joshua is 0 for 1 in the game. Joshua hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jamie Quirk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quirk is 0 for 1 in the game. Quirk hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Rice. Quirk reaches second base with a double. Joshua goes all the way around to score. It's 7-1 Red Sox. Steve Bry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bry is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Bry hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wise fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Tim Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 1 in the game. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Scott scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Johnson for the out. Quirk moves to third. Two outs. Larry Haney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haney is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Haney hits a pop-up into left field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 7, and the Brewers 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ken McMullen now playing third base. Tim Johnson now playing shortstop. Butch Hobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hobson is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Hobson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bernie Carbo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carbo strikes out. One out. Steve Dillard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillard is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Dillard hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Haney settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Rick Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Miller hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Money settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 7, and the Brewers 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Ken McMullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMullen is called out on strikes. One out. Don Money is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Money is 0 for 2 in the game. Money hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 7-2, Red Sox. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Cooper hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 0 for 2 in the game. Bando hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Scott settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Von Joshua is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joshua is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Joshua hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Burleson fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 7, and the Brewers 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burleson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Burleson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Lynn hits a pop-up towards first. Cooper settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Rice hits a ball on the ground towards short. Johnson fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 7, and the Brewers 2. The Brewers will come to bat. Jamie Quirk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quirk is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Quirk hits a pop-up towards short. Burleson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Steve Bry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bry is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Bry hits a line drive into left field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tim Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 2 in the game. Johnson hits a fly ball into center field. Lynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 7, and the Brewers 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Eduardo Rodriguez now pitching. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Scott hits a ball on the ground towards third. McMullen fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Fisk hits a fly ball into left field. Quirk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Butch Hobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hobson is 3 for 3 in the game, with two singles and a double. He's got one RBI. Hobson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 7, and the Brewers 2. The Brewers will come to bat. Bob Sheldon pinch hits for Larry Haney. Bob Sheldon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheldon is called out on strikes. One out. Jim Wolford pinch hits for Ken McMullen. Jim Wolford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wolford hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Rice, who is chasing the ball. Wolford reaches third base with a triple. Don Money is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Money is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Money hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burleson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Wolford scores. Two outs. It's 7-3, Red Sox. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 3-for-3 in the game, with three singles. Cooper hits a pop-up towards short. Burleson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 7, and the Brewers 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jim Wolford now playing left field. Jamie Quirk now playing third base. Charlie Moore now catching. Bernie Carbo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carbo is 0-for-1 in the game. Carbo strikes out. One out. Steve Dillard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillard is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Dillard is called out on strikes. Two outs. Rick Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Miller hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Miller. The throw from Moore and he is safe. Miller steals second. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burleson is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Burleson takes first base on ball 4. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Lynn hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cooper scoops it up and throws to first, with Rodriguez covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 7, and the Brewers 3. The Brewers will come to bat. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 0-for-3 in the game. Bando hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hobson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Von Joshua is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joshua is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Joshua strikes out. Two outs. Jamie Quirk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quirk is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Quirk hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Steve Bry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bry is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Bry hits a fly ball into center field. Lynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 7, and the Brewers 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Rice hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Money settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Scott hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Fisk takes first base on ball 4. Scott moves to second. Butch Hobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hobson is 3-for-4 in the game, with two singles and a double. He's got one RBI. Hobson hits a line drive towards third. Quirk catches it and throws to second to double up Scott. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 7, and the Brewers 3. The Brewers will come to bat. Tim Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 3 in the game. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Scott scoops it up and throws to first, with Wise covering, for the out. One out. Charlie Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burleson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Wolford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wolford is 1 for 1 in the game, with a triple. Wolford hits a fly ball into right field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 7, and Milwaukee Brewers, 3. Goodbye from County Stadium in Milwaukee.